Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey everyone, I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the Daily BC. 4.8 million jobs back. Unemployment down to 11.1%. These are fantastic numbers in the midst of a still very, very troubling economic reality in the COVID era. The fact that millions of people are getting their jobs back or back into the employment market is undoubtedly good news. Good news for the country, good news for those families, obviously, and those people who are back at work, and potentially politically good news for the president, who doesn't get much good political news these days. Remember, in all the devastating poll numbers that are out there in the last month for Donald Trump, the one area where he still gets good marks from the American people, where he still seems to have an advantage over Joe Biden, though clearly a narrowed advantage, not nearly as large as it used to be, is on the issue of the economy. Now, what is unclear is if that is going to matter at all come November. We always think nothing matters more than people's wallets, what their economic hopes, pains are around the dinner table each night leading up to an election, that matters most, especially when an incumbent is on the ballot. But since yesterday was a record-setting day, some 50,000 new cases of coronavirus in the United States, the most ever in a single day, and we are months into this, it's not at all a certain thing that even if Donald Trump does have a slight advantage on the economy and gets these good data, 4.8 million jobs back, I mean, we're still in a huge hole from the tens of millions of jobs lost due to the pandemic, still have a way to go to climb out of that. But these June numbers on top of the May numbers are all heading in the right direction. That being said, we're still at double-digit unemployment in this country, something never seen in the totality of the Great Recession of the Obama years. So there's still a ton of work to be done economically. And clearly on the public health front, it's getting worse, not better. When I said that yesterday was a record day with 50,000 new cases, that was the fifth record-setting day in the last eight. I mean, just think about that. Months into this, and five of the last 8 days have been a 24-hour record-setting period of new cases in the United States. Now, it should surprise no one that President Trump went to the briefing room, took to the podium there to tout the good economic news, as he should. Like I said, those are good numbers. He also predicted the economy is going to grow and get better and better and better in the months ahead. And just to give you some insight into Donald Trump's thinking, it is amazing. President Trump always seems to say the quiet part out loud. He predicted a fantastic third quarter of economic growth. And note what he called the quote-unquote good thing about that. Not that millions of more Americans will have jobs and be collecting paychecks. Not that millions of Americans will be able to get the services they need because there will be so much economic growth. That wasn't the quote-unquote good thing that the president noted. What the president noted was, he said, quote, the good thing is that those numbers, again, his predicted excellent third quarter growth numbers, those numbers will be coming out just prior to the election so people have able to see those numbers. It was about his own political fate tied to those numbers. Just gives you clear insight into the president's thinking. Now, the other thing the president did when he took to the podium today, he said, the crisis is being handled. Definitively. Period. The crisis is being handled. That is a president still very much in denial about the record-breaking day just yesterday of new cases. He said the government is putting out sort of the remaining flames of some fires that exist about the virus outbreak. But in no way did he suggest that we are in the midst of a real resurgence in cases, hospitalizations, and that this virus is still very much the battle that the country is waging. And it is the battle of his presidency. So the economic news is fantastic. The president absolutely should tout that. It would be political malpractice not to. But he is still a president in denial of the reality of this virus and still talking about preventive measures like wearing a mask, about how he looks like the Lone Ranger, or having a suggestion from his spokesperson that he has no problem with masks, but still not showing America every day of him in a mask, of him practicing social distancing. That kind of visual leadership to the country is still not coming from the Oval Office, despite it coming from many around him and in his party. So it is a difficult task for the president to be able to tout this economic recovery that seems to be underway and making big improvement from the huge deficit that the country was in. But it's a tricky line to walk, that and also acknowledging the reality that the virus is still surging through the country. And that's a reality this president, even today, when he had good news to share on the economy, seemed committed to ignore. That does it for this edition of the Daily DC. Thank you all so much for listening. We're going to take tomorrow off for the long holiday weekend. Wishing you all a very happy, relaxing, healthy, and safe 4th of July.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.